Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Well, golly gee willikers, how was that Thanksgiving? Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos. I'm your chief geek in charge. Yeah, that'd be me. I'm the one who started this whole thing over 35 years ago. And continuing on, recording this week's show on Thanksgiving. Well, it's almost the day after Thanksgiving. It's 11:07 p.m. at night. And I had a long day. Did you have a long day? Are you glad that it's over? You know, a long day. This Thanksgiving, as last Thanksgiving, it was just me and Zach. Now, understand, I have five kids. And let's see, where were all of my children? My exquisitely wonderful daughter was out in Dodge City, Kansas, with her turtle dove and her three children, my grandchildren. Tyler and Kyle, who are my two oldest boys, Kyle and his wife and two of my grandchildren were in town, but they spent Thanksgiving with their mommy and my son Tyler. They were here yesterday for 2 hours, them and the grandkids, okay? But today, they were off with them. Let's see. My other son, Jamie, was with his mommy, who lives in town, and her new husband, and his parents. So that left, just like it did last year, that left me and Zach. So last year, I decided I was going to go all out last year. I was going to go all out. I didn't do a turkey. I did a turkey breast. I did mashed potatoes. I did green beans. I did all, I mean, you know, all kinds of stuff. You know, baked, you know, I baked stuff. I made rolls. I just went all out. You know, we had Thanksgiving dinner, just the two of us last year, and it was pretty good. You know, food was pretty good. So this Thanksgiving, we're going to do essentially the same thing. But he said to me, he said, Dad, I don't want to do the turkey thing. I said, what do you want to do? He goes, you know what I'd really like to do? I said, what would you really like to do? He said, I would like to do burgers on the grill. You make such good burgers on the grill. I want to go, you know, I don't want those, you know, those prefab frozen thingies. I want, you know, go buy the ground beef. You spice it up the way you do, put all the stuff in there that you do, and make some big cheeseburgers on the charcoal grill. I said, you know, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, that sounds like a great thing. Why don't we do that? And I said, okay. And, you know, and baked beans. I said, oh, baked beans. Cheeseburgers and baked beans. That sounds really good. I cheated on the baked beans. I went to Publix, Southern Shopping, you know, grocery store. And I'd had their baked beans once before. I went to a friend's house who bought the Publix baked beans from the deli. And they were just scrumptious. They were just wonderful. So I bought some of those. All I had to do was throw them in a pan to heat them up. So that's wonderful. Now, yesterday, we had Kyle and his wife Ellie and my two grandchildren. We're here. They're very young. They're 3 and 1.2, but adorable. Just, you know, had a wonderful time. Went out in the backyard, flew the drone for like 2.5 seconds until it died. And, you know, by the way, the drone, I bought a drone at a garage sale. for, I don't know, because I bought a bunch of stuff. I think I spent like $10, but I got the drone and a bunch of other things. I went to the garage sale with ex-wife number two, who I have no children with. You really have to keep up with me on this. There's three ex-wives, two I have children with. But the one I didn't have children with is ex-wife number two. Her name is Diane. And we went garage sailing a couple weeks ago, and she bought a bunch of stuff, and I saw this guy had a drone, and that was part of, and we said, we'll just take everything on this table, because she wanted all this stuff, because she sells it on eBay. And I, you know, we'll take all this stuff. It was $10, and that included the drone. So brought the drone home, charged the drone up. The drone has a camera on it and everything. And so when Kyle and the kids came over, we set the drone up and flew it for a minute, and then I don't know. In the controller, it took three AAA batteries, and the controller just got so hot that you couldn't hold it, and the drone just, like, died. And I was afraid that the thing was going to explode with my grandkids here, so I pulled the batteries out, and that was the end. And the drone went in the trash can. It's gone. I just gone. But anyway, yesterday, after they left, I get an email. Actually, I get a bunch of emails from local clients, and I had a somebody who wanted to see me really badly in St. Petersburg, and another one who had an emergency really wanted to see us on the beach. Well, you know, we couldn't do it this coming Friday because I'm totally booked on Friday, and they really wanted us. I said, well, you know what? How's tomorrow morning, being Thanksgiving morning, work for both of you? Yeah, and they said, yes, yes, please. So Zach went with me, and we went out this morning, saw two clients, a bed and breakfast in St. Petersburg at a motel on Treasure Island. And then we came home, and we're driving home, and we're going to make so we're working on Thanksgiving. And by the way, the people at the bed and breakfast say, I can't believe you agreed to come out. I said, well, you know, that's what we do. He said, well, why aren't you, you know, it's Thanksgiving. I said, we have no life. You know, this is, you know, and plus we made a lot of money. But, you know, on the way home from all of that, and it's like 11:30 in the morning, we're heading home. And Zach says, Dad, I got this really strange craving. And I said, well, what's that? He goes, instead of the cheeseburgers, I want pizza. I said, well, guess what? I don't think Domino's is open today, and I don't think Pizza Hut's open today. He goes, no, but Walmart's open. And he goes, and they got these refrigerated pizzas that we get a cheese pizza, and you can put some ground beef on half of it. We'll get some pepperonis and slap that on there. And besides that, here's the wonderful thing about this whole thing. Zach's girlfriend is out of town, but before she is like the best baker in the world. I mean, she is just a superb baker. I found out today just how superb she was. She made me a pumpkin pie, and not, you know, not from the can. I mean, from scratch, she made a pumpkin pie, and Zach had brought that over to the house. Well, we stopped at Walmart. We got a great big pizza. We went back to the house, prepped the whole thing up. You know, turned on Milan, Disney movie on the Netflix that Zach wanted me to watch. Why, I don't know, but it was pretty good. And slapped that in, put the pizza in the oven, and we had really good pizza for Thanksgiving, which reminded me, you know, we're like the Quartermains. And those of you who know what I'm talking about know what I'm talking about. The Quartermains always have wonderful intentions to have a fabulous family Thanksgiving dinner, and they always wind out with pizza. You know, one year, I think the cook died, another, all kinds of, everything always happens, but they all sing, and they all have pizza. So I felt like the Quartermains. If you don't know what I'm talking about, watch General Hospital. So anyway, we had that, and then we had the pumpkin pie, and the pumpkin pie was outrageously good. I mean, it was just outrageously good. So, you know, and then Zach needed to go home. And I said, well, you're not taking the pumpkin pie. He goes, nope, that is for you. So Zach left. And I was here, and I was just exhausted. I took a nice long nap. And then I got up, and guess what I did? I had a piece of pumpkin pie. Oh, was it good? So everybody has different Thanksgivings. I mean, I've had some really cool. Today was a good Thanksgiving. We had fun. I've had some really cool Thanksgivings in the past. I'm sure you have. I've also had a bunch. I mean, not a, you know, and we all have. We've all had a bunch of Thanksgivings that we just couldn't wait until they were done. You know, when drunk Uncle Bob is coming and his wife, Marla, are coming over to the house, and you know, all of those things, we've all had those. We all have a drunk Uncle Bob. We all have the, you know, the Aunt Gertrude who is just obnoxious. We also, I've had disastrous Thanksgivings, but I've had some really, really great Thanksgivings as well. But glad that it's over. And that means we have 1 month now. Well, a little more than 1 month. 1 month and 2 days. And then Christmas is over. And you know what I'm doing for the month of December? I want to announce that 2018, I think I talked about this last week, is the year of reinvention. And I'm planning my reinvention. I am plotting the reinvention, reinventing the radio show, reinventing my personal life, reinventing everything. I'm going to totally change everything. So that's what I'm spending doing. I'm going to get the Christmas shopping done online here maybe this weekend. I will sit down and I will buy the Christmas presents primarily for grandchildren. And then this weekend, I will set up the tree and everything will be dandy. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Brooks.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Part of my reinventing myself for 2018 is going to mean not being obsessed with my lawn. Oh, man, this is becoming more difficult as I think about it. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Crows, the Chief Geek. And, today is Thanksgiving that I am recording this on. You're listening to it over the weekend, probably, or maybe later next week. But when I came home today, Zach and I came home today, I was looking at my beautiful lawn, and across the street is a family that lives over there who have grandparents who are here for Thanksgiving. And they used to live here, but now they live in Jacksonville or someplace. Anyway, the grandma came over to see me and talk to me. She hadn't seen me in a number of years. And she came over, gave me a big hug. And, you know, I have just decided I'm done obsessing with this lawn. Next year, don't care about it. Going to mow it. That's it. You know, throw some fertilizer on it once in a while, but I'm not going to obsess about it. She comes over and she gives me this big hug and she goes, "Michael, you have the nicest lawn on the street." Ah, man. You know, that's nice. I thanked her very much. That was very sweet of her. And I have to tell you, I had spent a couple of years, well, 4 years, almost 4 years, ignoring this lawn, you know, doing minimal things to the lawn until early this year. My next door neighbor, Al, you know, had True Green come out and treat his yard. And then all of a sudden his yard was greener than my yard. And he made a comment about it. Now, this, of course, meant war. This, of course, meant, oh, yeah, really? Watch this. Buddy boy. No, I mean, I like Al. I love Al. But, you know, in my mind, I didn't say a word to him about it. Did not say a word to him about it. I just went about myself and, you know, went up to Lowe's and bought a whole bunch of Milorganite and came home and dumped it all over the grass. Added a little bit of, believe it or not, I put citrus fertilizer, I did a combination. I did Milorganite, which doesn't, you know, organic fertilizer, 100%. But then I added to that mix on that first application some citrus fertilizer, which was a 4-6-8, as I recall, with minor elements. I want you to know that almost overnight, I got a pop from the lawn. Not so much from the Milorganite that quickly, but from the citrus fertilizer that I put on, just sort of gave it a pop. But I put so much Milorganite on there that it has 5% iron, and it just turned this nice dark green. I mean, there was a definite line between my lawn and Al's. And then I just made it my business all year to obsess over the lawn. And I got chinch bugs this year, not once, but twice. that just drove me crazy. First time I took care of it organically. Guess it didn't work because they came back. And then I used an organophosphate that is no longer on the market that I just happened to have out in the shed. And used that, killed off the chinch bugs, added some additional fertilizer to that area, added some Super Thrive to that area to pop that lawn, get it growing back together again, which it ought just, and I did that late in the year, and it still came back rather wonderfully. And, you know, I said, okay, too much obsession on the lawn, you know, way too much. As I reinvent myself next year, not doing it. And then this wonderful lady, who I had not seen in years, comes over and gives me a big hug and tells me how beautiful my lawn is and that it's the nicest lawn on the street. And she said, you know, my kid's lawn doesn't look anything as good as this. And by the way, their lawn used to be, you know, for years, their lawn was so much nicer than mine, and I didn't care. He used to obsess on his lawn years ago. Just absolutely obsessed on it. Well, he just stopped obsessing on his lawn some years back. And I wasn't obsessing on my lawn. And then all of a sudden I was. And now I haven't. Now the lawn is good. And I enjoyed it. It was a fun, brief, addiction that I hope I can get past as the year changes over and I'm in 2019. Who knows? I might sell the house and move away. That it could very easily could happen. It could very easily happen that I sell the house and move away. How's that for reinventing myself? I have not closed the door to that at all. My other good friend, Bob, who used to live across the street on the other side, reinvented himself last year. And not by choice, by the way. Bob did not reinvent himself by choice, but when, you know, his wife got very ill, his wonderful wife got very ill, and he sold the house. He basically gave the house away, furnished, and moved up to North Florida with his daughter on the Suwannee River, up where I used to hang out with the old People's Radio Network, up in that area. And his wife passed, and talk about total reinvention, he moved to Alaska. Him and his daughter bought a house in Alaska, sight unseen, and packed up everything they had and moved to Alaska. Well, and I'm just, and he's a lot older than, well, not a lot older, he's older than me. He's in his 70s, and he's out in Alaska rebuilding this house, getting the heat working, doing all this stuff, you know, living in 17-degree temperatures. And I have to tell you, that motivated me. I said, you know, my life, what am I doing, man? You know, what am I doing? So, you know, I'm ready for something. I'm not ready to go to Alaska, I can assure you. I'm not ready to go to where it's cold, but I am ready to do something. And again, I'm just throwing a bunch of ideas around. I have always wanted to propagate palm trees. I had a student of mine who propagated palm trees. It is nothing that makes you a lot of money quickly, because it takes years and years to get them propagated and to get them grown up enough to sell. But it is a labor, in my mind, a labor of love to be out there dealing with it all and experimenting and doing all of that and putting together a nice crop. I got to tell you, this former student of mine from the 80s, he just sat there when he was in class devising ways to propagate three different types of palms from seeds. You know, and by the way, getting palm seeds going is not near as easy as you think. And he was introduced same time I was with Super Thrive, and he started doing it. And next thing you know, out at Land O'Lakes, and I didn't know this right away, he had out there had some property, and he just all of a sudden, I think he did something like 5,000 palms out on his property and invited me out to see what was going on. And that is when I found out it was at a nudist place. And I said, oh, okay. And I went out there, and he grew those things up, sold them all, And he was a retired Air Force anyway, but then he was like super retired with all the money he got from growing all those palms up. Plus, he enjoyed doing it. So I'm looking at that, you know. Propagating is so fun. I love propagating plants. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092. When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Tell you what, I become amazed all the time at things that I didn't know that I thought that I knew. Hi everyone, welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross, and I am here to entertain you. Yeah, essentially that is what I'm here to do. Hey, I'm supposed to teach you some gardening stuff, but I'm basically here to entertain you, and I'm going to try and entertain you with my amazement at stuff that I don't know. I gave a talk about a week and a little over a week ago. I gave a couple of talks, but I gave a talk to a group of older people talking about plants. And every time this time of year, if I do talks, it always comes up about the Christmas plants, the poinsettias, and the Christmas cactus. So two favorite plants for Christmas. And I always get the questions about that. How do I save my poinsettias? We'll talk about that in a moment. But the other question is, how do I get the Christmas cactus to really start blooming by Christmas? And I always get that. But then I got like a couple of questions, and it kind of came into a group discussion. Going back to the Christmas cactus, well, and the poinsettias, everybody says, yeah, we go out every year. We buy the poinsettias at the grocery store or wherever. We bring them home. They're all bracked out. They look beautiful. And then they die after the holiday. They're done, and we throw it. I've heard that one for years. But I had never heard, and I don't know why, I had never heard of throwing the Christmas cactus away when it's done. And I guess I'm the only person, that has not done this or thought about this. I thought everybody kept their Christmas cactuses. My mom, I remember buying my mom a Christmas cactus in 1987. I bought her a Christmas cactus in 1987, gave it to her. She took it home, put it on her lanai, and took care of it. And my mom passed away in 2005. And on the lanai was the Christmas cactus that I bought her in 1987. Okay. By the way, that Christmas cactus is still alive to this day. After mom died, mom died in January, right after the holidays. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I was not in a state where I wanted to take responsibility for mom's Christmas cactus. And I had a dear family friend who is still a dear family friend. I gave her the Christmas cactus to take care of for me for a while. Well, she still has it. Mom passed in 2005. I was over at their house this week, and the Christmas cactus is still there on her back patio and doing fine. Bought mom the Christmas cactus in 1987, and now in 2017, it is still in Miss Peggy's lanai, doing wonderful. Yet, I'm hearing from all these people that I'm talking to that they just can't keep their Christmas cactuses and that they get new ones every year. And I thought, I've never heard of such a thing. And so then I went on to tell them how to take care of the Christmas cactus. And the biggest thing, and, you know, my mom always did this, is that once a year, mom would flush out the Christmas cactus. She would take it out in the backyard and, you know, in the pot, and she would put a hose on it and just dribble water into it for about an hour and flush out all the soluble salts. And then when that was done, she would fertilize it with whatever she had. And what she had primarily was Peter's 20-20-20. And she would use it at half rate and fertilize it, bring it back into the lanai, and that was that. And the Christmas cactus. And then to get it blooming really well in time for the holidays, she would switch to, and I gave this to her, to use Green Light Super Bloom, which is available in many parts of the country. If it's not, I bet it's on Amazon. And also, by the way, when mom would flush out the Christmas cactus, which she generally did in the spring, when she would flush that out, when she fertilized it, before she fertilized it, she also added Super Thrive, one cup or cap full of Super Thrive in a gallon of water, and would water the plant with that. Not the whole gallon, just water the plant with that, and then use it on other things. And then, you know, use the Peter's 20-20-20 on it at half rate. And, you know, and then as we started heading into the fall, she would use the Green Light Super Bloom. And Miss Peggy does the same thing. And I've always, and I just explain to people, you know, as with any house plant, you want to, once a year, flush it out. You want to not over-fertilize it during the year. But when we get into this season, and it's, by the way, it's November, you know, the end of November, you can do it now. You can, you know, add some blooming fertilizer to it. It's kind of late, but, you know, if you haven't, go ahead and do it anyway. And these things usually just pop right out, beautiful blooms, and everything is wonderful. But I could not believe so many people told me they couldn't do that. Now, with the poinsettias, if you live up north, throw them away. My mom on the, that would be the south side of my mom's house, every year when Christmas was over and the brackets dropped, she took the poinsettias that we always bought for her every year and planted them on the ground on the south side of her house. And the whole south side of her house was loaded with poinsettias. Now, when she passed and my brother bought the house, he went and ripped them all out. But they were there for years. I mean, literally for years. They didn't always bloom out because of streetlights, but sometimes they did. And they never seemed to do it at Christmas time, but that wasn't the point of them. The point of them was to have greenery there during the spring and the summer, which it was, and, you know, because they've got those nice big bracts or nice big leaves, and they always look really, really nice. So that was the point of that. So she was able to keep her poinsettias all the time. Well, then I have dear friends, Ralph and Jan, who are green thumbs. You know, they're green thumbers. I'm talking to Jan on the phone, telling her about this. Oh, and she goes, Michael, I throw away my Christmas cactus every year, and I've never been able to keep a poinsettia. I've thrown them out after the holiday. They just go. You do what? I said, I forbid you. I told her. I said, I absolutely did you get one this year? She goes, yep. Ralph and I picked up Christmas cactus, and we're going to wait and pick up the poinsettias. I said, all right, we'll worry about the poinsettias. But this year, I absolutely forbid you to throw away that Christmas cactus when the holiday's over. And this is exactly what you're going to do. And I'm going to keep watch on you to make sure that you do that. So she has now agreed to do that, and I'm going to nurture it. But, you know, and I said, I cannot believe that I'm telling you this, because you two are green thumbers. You grow, they have beautiful shrubbery, beautiful plants. Oh, they've never done this. They've always, you know, thrown out the poinsettias, thrown out the Christmas cactus. They have got a location,
on the south side of their house that they just had to remove a grapefruit tree from that gets pretty much full sun. And I'm going to convince her, because they've got a little bed over there, that this year with the poinsettias, she usually picks up two or three of them. After the, you know, the bracts drop and it looks, you know, towards the end, I'm going to convince her to plant those out there and just do that. Now, I myself am not a big poinsettia fan. I just have never liked them. My mom always loved them. The biggest problem that she had growing those in the summer is that they would get something called the poinsettia hookworm that would chew on them in the summertime, just chomp off the leaves like crazy. But I said, oh, you buy this product. It's called Thuricide. It's a Bacillus thuringiensis product. It's all natural. It works real well. When you start seeing those, just spray the plants with those, and it solves it. She did solve the problem. You know, Dipel would be another brand product that has the Bacillus thuringiensis in it. And it's no big deal. You can keep those. Now, if you're living up north, it's going to be hard because as a house plant, they don't thrive. They have to be in the ground, and you're not going to be able to put them in the ground in Michigan. I'm sorry. You're just not going to be able to. You're going to be able to do it if you live in South Texas, if you live in Southern California, if you live in Arizona in the South. But, you know, the rest of you, sorry. Ask the Garden Geek.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Goodness, as we go into the holiday season, the Plant Talk in this segment is going to be about drugs.
Oh!
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos. I was asked this week to join a group discussion. This local organization brings business people together and you know, just not only business people, but educators. And they have group discussions about weird stuff. I don't know. I've never been, but I got an invitation. And I got a call from a rather prominent person asking me to partake in a group discussion. Marijuana has been now legalized in the state of Florida, where I live, for medical purposes. There's a lot of controversy about it. And I was asked to join the discussion about, you know, they're trying to figure out how they're going to regulate it. I guess the way it's set up right now, they only want it made available in pill form, and other people want it made available in smokable. You know what I said? I just have to tell you, I am not a big fan of the marijuana. I just am not. In my personal opinion, medical marijuana is probably a good thing, but it's nothing that I want to be involved in. I think personally that smoking marijuana is stupid, and smoking marijuana makes you stupid. I've never made any big secret about this, and now here's the dichotomy of all of that. I think it should be totally legal. It's a plant, grows out of the ground. And it has not proven I would rather hang out with somebody who's stoned on pot than somebody that's drinking or drunk. Just my thoughts, you know. I don't know if it's an intelligent thought or not, but just my thought. So I politely said, nah, I'm going to pass on that one. Well, then I get another call from a news organization, and they want to interview me about another herb that I must admit, have not been all that well versed on. The Latin name is
Mitchergangia spesimosia. It is also known as, and I probably mispronounced that. I'm terrible at that. It is also known as cretonn, or also ketum. It's a tropical evergreen tree in the coffee family, and it's native to Southeast Asia and Malaysia, areas like that. And I looked into it after I got this request to talk about it, and people are using it as a way to get off of opioids, or so they say. Some people say it has an opiate or stimulant-like properties. Other people say they're taking it to manage chronic pain and for treating opiate withdrawal symptoms. And some people are saying they're using it for depression. Let me tell you the honest gosh truth. As I looked into this, there have been zero clinical trials that have been done to understand what the health effects of this product are or what this plant is. There has been none. In Sarasota County, which is south of where I live, where I might want to move to as I reinvent myself because it's a beautiful area, and you can grow sea grapes there really well. I'm sorry, getting off track. But down there, a young man who was using cretonn to help withdraw from a opioid addiction that he had, overdosed and died. And the medical examiner said the cause of death was cretonn. Now, you know, and as I looked into this further, that's not something that happens very often or all the time. And in Sarasota County, they have banned the sale or use of cretonn. And here's the other thing. I'm so dumb when it comes to this. I mean, you know, they sell it in gas stations here, in convenience stores. They sell it mostly, you know, gas stations. Right around the corner from where I live, there's some, and these things are popping up everywhere. They're calling them smoke shops. Well, a smoke shop today is not like a smoke shop of yesterday. My friend Bob Poe, that I knew from the time I was a teenager, had a smoke shop in the 70s and 80s. He sold pipe tobacco and cigars. That was a smoke shop. All right. Now, guess what smoke shops sell? They sell cretonn, and they sell synthetic spice and stuff like that. They're bad places. Well, there's a shop right around the corner from me that sells it. And I got invited into to be interviewed by somebody in the press telling me what I think. I said, I really don't want to go on record, but I said, I will go on. They wanted to put me on on television. And I said, I really don't want to go on television, but I will go on record as saying I think it's a stupid idea. I said, because there have been zero clinical trials, and, you know, it just, I don't know what to do about the opiate crisis. I can't stand, 4 years ago, I had four major surgeries in a period of about 7 days, and I had every drug in the world, pain drug in the world, pumped into my veins because I was hospitalized for 21 days, and I was in rehab for another 21 days, and I came home with a giant bottle of Oxy something or other. See, I don't even know. All I knew is I wanted to stop taking it as quickly as I could. And I think I was home for 3 days, taking it every 4 hours. And then I dropped it down to twice a day. And then I just stopped taking it. I got most of the bottle. I still have it, by the way. It's locked in my safe. It's locked in my safe. It's tucked away. And I was going to put it down my garbage disposal, but it was pointed out to me that that's a very bad thing to do because that stuff's recycling through the water and all of this. And I said, okay. It's in my safe. I've got most of it. I got most of the bottle, and it was a big bottle. I don't know how many I've got. I just found out that the sheriff's department has a
place where, well, I knew about this before. It's like a mailbox that you can go put it in. Well, you see, I don't want to go put it in a mailbox. I want to hand it to somebody. But as far as, you know, a police officer and, you know, dispose of it that way, which I'm going to do. But as far as Creighton is concerned, I will say, in my opinion, because there's been no clinical trials, stay away from it. And it's a plant, but sounds kind of dangerous.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.